Hey, welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller as we continue our great adventure here on location at Walt Disney World in Orlando. And we've got the guy right now that knows everything just about Disney all over the world. Josh D'Amaro is with us. Josh is the chairman of Disney Parks Experiences and Products, Disney's iconic travel and leisure businesses, which include the 6 theme park resort destinations in the U.S., Europe, and Asia, which we'll talk about, a top-rated cruise line, a popular vacation ownership program, and an award-winning guided family adventure business, and Disney's global consumer products operation. Josh, how do you even have the time to talk to us?
It's well, first of all, Randy, I heard you and your audience are pretty cool, so that's why I'm here. But, listen, I am the luckiest guy in the world. I love what I've been here a long time. I love what I do. I love all of these businesses. So anytime I get a chance to talk about it with somebody like you and your audience, I'm all in.
Well, thank you, man. It's great to have you on here. So you've over 20 years at Disney, right?
Yeah, almost 25 years. I started at the Disneyland Resort at an entry level position. I always loved Disney growing up, so to be an actual cast member was an amazing feeling. And I knew, you know, those first couple days that I was here, I am going to stay here as long as I possibly can. And I've been lucky. I've had a chance, like you just introduced me, to do a lot of really cool things in my career.
Yeah, so what sticks in your mind, Josh, over these past almost 25 years, some of the big things that stick out as major innovations at Disney since you've been there?
My gosh, there are so many.
Right.
Let me just start with where I started at Disneyland. It was right about the 50th anniversary here at the Disneyland Resort. And we took the resort experience to a completely new level, created a completely new and different experience for our guests at the Disneyland Resort. And, you know, we've been around for a long time, 50 years in this case. But, you know, and we have a lot of guests that repeat and come and look for the same things. But we're able to invite a whole new audience for the 50th who are, you know, still with us now today. So things like celebrations have always been a big deal. But you look at our attractions, you look at what we've done with Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. I was back working at Disneyland when we opened Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And just the level of immersion and storytelling, you get lost in these lands. So that combined with everything that Imagineering is doing, some stuff I can't even talk about in terms of what the future holds.
Right.
So many things that are happening.
Yeah, and you know, I know that you've had experience with the cruise lines for quite a while. I can remember taking my kids on the Big Red Boat, the very first cruise line for Disney, and my kids still, you know, 20 plus years since then, still remember that experience. So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and as you know now, our cruise ships are, they're not quite the Big Red Boat, very different today.
Right, right.
They are, I don't know, Randy, when the last time you were on one of our ships, but they are amazing. We got new ones coming, too, you probably know.
Yeah. You get new stuff coming every single day. And we're talking to Josh D'Amaro here in the National Defense. Josh, the chairman of Disney Parks Experiences and Products. You know, even as I read that title, that's a weighty title. I mean, that's a lot of, I don't want to say pressure, but man, you got to deliver, don't you?
Yeah, and you know, there is pressure, but if you're going to have pressure in a job, this is the job you want.
Right.
You know, I feel
right.
A huge responsibility to, you know, to uphold everything that Walt started, you know, in 1955 here in Disneyland, making sure that we still have that same brand of magic, but do the same thing that he did, which is push the envelope. Never be done. As long as there's imagination left in the world, we're going to keep pushing things forward. But yeah, it's a lot, Randy, but we've got an unbelievable team here. You know, I have great leaders. We have great cast members all over the resort, and all of them, you know, I know this might sound a little cliche, they care deeply about the experiences and the connections that we have with our guests. And I'll also tell you that became so clear and so evident, particularly over the last 2 years.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about that too, because you know, a lot of businesses had those disruptions. But I mean, when you are Disney, you know, requiring the new thinking and innovations, you guys had to pivot and still trying to make that magic. Where does that stand now, Josh? Where are we?
Well, you know, I'll start with, you know, what you just said, that the last 2 years were tough. I mean, you know, having covered us and talked about us over time, these theme parks, these cruise ships, They don't close. You know, maybe if there's a hurricane or something like that, or but they don't close. And so to be faced with this situation where all of a sudden, literally around the world, the theme parks close their gates, not for a couple weeks, but it months and months and months, and the cruise ships came into dock, and it was quite honestly an awful feeling.
I'll bet.
But at the same time, we had, you got to look at the positive. You got to look at the opportunities. Here was that opportunity where we stopped. I've compared it in the past to a train running, 100 miles an hour. All of a sudden that train stops. You can climb off and you can start to tinker around with the gears and the paint and address things that maybe you wanted to address in the past. And I got to say that these cast members around the world took advantage of that and said, we're going to come out of this stronger and smarter and better than we ever have been before. And during that period of time, you kind of grow to understand, man, people love this place. Our cast members love it. They love working here. Guests love it. They missed it so much.
Right.
And so back to your question about weight on my shoulders and our shoulders from a leadership team, we all felt that, but knew when those gates opened again, whether it be at Disneyland or Walt Disney World or our cruise ships, we were going to be ready. We're going to do it right. And we're going to come out stronger. I think we've done that. I mean, Randy, I stood on Main Street at Disneyland when we reopened, and guests walking up that street, looking at that castle. Again, it might sound a little corny, but these were folks that they teared up, and this place means a lot to people, and we don't ever take that for granted. And now I think we're, 2 years later or so, we're at a place where we're smarter, we're stronger, we understand those connections, I think, even better than we ever have before. I'm pretty proud of what this team pulled off.
Well, and Josh, just to your point, I can remember, seeing a video of Disney closed. And for me, that was the first time that I said, this thing's real. I mean, if you get Disneyland and Disney World closing, this thing's real.
Yeah, Randy, I stood up on the gate on the train station platform. I was the president of Walt Disney World at the time, on the last night before we were going to close. And I stood up there with, my friends, the characters, and we waved to guests as they were departing for that last time before we closed. And I'll be honest, I thought, this is going to be tough, but we'll be back open in 2 weeks.
Right,
but that
right.
is not what happened, as we all know. But again, we took advantage of every moment to come back a lot stronger than we ever were before.
Well, so let's talk about that return. The character experiences are back, the nighttime spectaculars to Disneyland, and that's all culminating in this big, the world 50th anniversary, right?
Yeah, there's so much going on here. I mean, over those, when we started opening the parks, we did it, we were very disciplined about the way we opened it up, making sure that we were bringing things back when they should come back to make sure our guests were comfortable, our cast were comfortable, et cetera. So we took our time on that, but we're at a chapter right now that is just going to be amazing. So to your point, tonight at Disneyland, we're bringing back our spectaculars. And this is a big deal. These are quintessential connection points for our guests and for our cast members as well, who want to see them come back. It's, things like the Main Street Electrical Parade,
right,
celebrating its 50th year with us. We're bringing that back out on the Main Street and in the Disneyland Park tonight for the first time. We actually have some cast members coming in to view it with us, which I'll be there with them. We're bringing back the Forever Fireworks Show, which is a spectacular show. It hasn't been out for quite a while. We have World of Color coming back at Disney California Adventure, and then just in about a month or so, we've got Fantasmic coming back to Disneyland. So these are big marquee events that, people just, either it's a great kiss goodnight or it's the reason they come to visit us in the first place.
Right.
This is a really big deal. And then you mentioned on top of all of that, something that our guests have been so eagerly awaiting. We've got our characters coming back. So meet and greets where you can actually get up close to a character and get your picture taken. And, this is a special thing. I'm sure you remember with your kids coming and standing next to your favorite character, maybe getting an autograph and getting that picture that sits somewhere on a mantle.
Right, right.
So it's a big deal.
And you can hug them again.
You can. You can. I think, the team did an amazing job as we were ramping up to this point of still making sure that our characters were out there. Just in, they were seeing them in a different light. I talked about being up on the train station, for example, at Walt Disney World before it closed. We had all the characters up there as we reopened, so you could still see the characters, but there's nothing like being up and close and personal with our amazing characters.
Yeah, that is so true. We're talking to Josh D'Amaro here, the National Defense Chairman of Disney Parks Experiences and Products. And my daughter lives in Los Angeles, and she's got her 25-year swag and can't wait to get her 50-year. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of people like that, don't you?
I absolutely do. This is a... Disney's a marker in a lot of people's lives. There are, deep memories here. It's a place that you just want to keep coming back to and seeing what's new and just being surrounded by the things that have made you who you are. So there is a lot of that. I'm obviously one of those people. My kids, having grown up with Disney, are in the same place. And people celebrate with us for a long time. I've mentioned the 50th anniversary at Disneyland. Now we have the 50th anniversary at Walt Disney World. So we just kicked that off, and it's going incredibly well. So many cool new things happening at Walt Disney World. We've got a brand new spectacular show called Harmonious. It's the biggest show that we've ever put on, kind of a celebration of everything that's great in our world.
That's a big statement there, Josh. The biggest show you've ever put on.
Yep, it's the biggest show that we've ever pulled together. Not only in terms of the size and scale of it, but we've got, I don't even know the number, Randy, but an amazing amount of musicians from around the world that recorded their pieces remotely to bring together this incredibly diverse, colorful, emotional show, and that plays on in the lagoon in Epcot every night, and the guests just love it. Okay. It's one of those things you stand there and you get a little bit of a lump in your throat every time we're at the close.
Well, I want to talk about this because this is huge to our audience, and we know that Disney doesn't do anything small, but Disney parks around the world, a lot of our audience is stationed around the world and different places, whether it's Japan, whether it's, Europe, Asia. And tell us about what's on the horizon for Disney parks around the world.
Yeah, we never, one thing that didn't stop is we never stopped kind of imagining and investing, quite frankly, in our parks around the world. So there is a lot wherever your listeners might be. You think about Disneyland Paris, for example. So we're opening Avengers Campus, so you can hang out with all your Marvel friends and get on some cool attractions and see great shows when you're at Disneyland Paris. If we go over to Asia, in Hong Kong, we're building a completely new Frozen-themed land there, which is going to be incredible. For those in Japan, I love Tokyo Disneyland and over Tokyo Disney Sea. We got a huge, huge new land that's being built called Fantasy Springs, so you can hang out with the characters from Frozen, from Tangled, and Peter Pan. It's massive. I think it's increasing the park of the size by like 20% or something. So a lot going on over in Tokyo. In Shanghai, if you've seen the film Zootopia, it was incredibly
sure.
Around the world, but particularly in China. So we're building a brand new land there based on Zootopia, some really cool attractions there. And then our fleet. We've got four cruise ships today. We got three more coming. These are, as we talked about a little earlier, these are amazing vessels, and they just keep getting better and better. And they're all over the place. So the newest one called the Disney Wish is coming in July. And people are eager to climb aboard. I am. I had a chance to go out to Germany just a few weeks back to check that out, see how it's coming along. It's coming along very well. So excited about that. And we even have new islands, Randy. So if you're sailing with us, you can not only go to Castaway Key, but a new island that's in development for us as well. So wherever your folks are in the world, your listeners are in the world, there is something for them. And of course, we've got all kinds of consumer products, games and publishing and all that good stuff going on. And we didn't even cover everything that's going on domestically. There's so many, new things happening at our Disneyland.
Hey, you didn't mention Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster at Epcot, right?
That's opening really soon. And I had a chance about a month and a half or so ago to get on with the Imagineers and just check it out and give them any notes if I had any notes. My notes were, that's pretty awesome. It's hard to describe. This is one of those attractions that's totally invented by our Imagineers. It's totally immersive and in story, very contemporary. To say it's a family coaster is an understatement. It's again something you gotta get on to experience and understand. But I mean, I left that thing just laughing. the Imagineers, like, just when you think they've done it all, they come up with something else new and cool. So yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, that's coming this summer as well.
That's incredible. And, you know, you talked about the cast members, which are the backbone of Disney, and a lot of them veterans. And we talked about Epcot. You got a story, right, about honoring a World War II veteran who actually helped build Epcot.
Yeah, I do. And to your point, veterans are an incredibly important part of our leadership team. You got, I think you might know a gentleman by the name of Cappy Charette, for example, who's a veteran, does amazing things for us. And we have unbelievable cast members that come from all across the services. And, you know, one of the things before I get to that story that I think is so cool, when we were closed, the flag at Disneyland,
yes,
and Disney World, every morning,
yes,
would get raised up. And at the end of every night, it would down every single day, rain, shine, or otherwise.
I saw that video. That's incredible.
A lot of our military cast members are in our security department, so I had a chance to hang out with them and talk to them about it. And that's just a proud moment that for them and for us.
And a hopeful moment. I mean, I think that
I think that's right. I mean, I can remember seeing that and actually standing at I did it once at Disneyland and Walt Disney World. And you're right. It's let's remember who we are.
Right.
Let's remember where we are. Let's remember there will be a tomorrow, and we're gonna make our way through this. But that very simple symbol of the flag going up every day and coming down every night was just very powerful.
Yeah, very inspiring.
And you know that the Disney Company is we're huge fans of the U.S. military. I remember I had an opportunity when I was president of Walt Disney World to come out and celebrate with some of our veterans. And I came across one of our cast members who had a father who was in World War II. And we surprised him with a plaque and a giant group of people around him just applauding what he did for this country. And it also happened that he was involved with the actual build and development of Epcot. So not only could we applaud him for his services to our great country, but we could also applaud him for creating something that is totally unique in this world. He spent the rest of the day with some of our leaders and fellow cast members, going backstage and seeing some of the special magic that he was part of building so many years ago. So these moments are just, they're so special, and there's so many of them. We just take a lot of pride in our military cast members.
Well, and to be honest with you, Josh, I did not know the deep military connections with Disney as a company, as a park, as an entity. And this has been, and thanks to Cappy Charette, too, for filling me in on all of this, but it has been eye-opening and quite simply amazing, the deep honor that you guys have for our military and for veterans. And I want to thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate that, and I want to thank you again for the opportunity to speak to you again and your listeners. Yeah, veterans, they're a big part of our workforce, and this is, as you said, a special place, and the place, in my opinion, I think many people's opinion, is based on our cast and the interactions that guests have with our cast members, and so it's special and it's important, and we'll continue to look for the best of the best to come here and work at Disney.
Man, I'm just excited to tell that story. That is so good. Josh D'Amaro, chairman of Disney Parks Experiences and Products. Josh, thank you so much for the time and everything that you guys are doing.
Randy, thanks for having me, and to all the listeners, thank you for your service. We appreciate you more than you know.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.